6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Wednesday, April 27, 2022. We're in Central Time if you're listening live on 13.845. Gee, that rhymes. I'm a poet and didn't know it. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. We're going to talk about some very interesting subject matter, given the facts that the Kremlin is saying the danger of nuclear war is serious or real. Well, you know, saber-rattling or not, who's willing to take that chance? That's what I'm saying. This is why potassium iodide, in fact, our Nuke Protect, which we sell in the Power Hour, this is why this stuff is flying off the shelves. This is why all the people in Europe, especially, because they're pointing a finger at NATO. This is a big problem, because when they're pointing a finger at NATO saying, hey, we could launch a strategic nuclear attack and drop a few in to send a message about get out of Ukraine and quit messing with us and quit fighting these proxy wars with us. The thing is that, you know, it really affects everything that is going on here at the Power Hour. And the reason is because there are sponsors, like the one we have on the phone with us now, Perry Arledge, Perry A, that basically understands the complexities of all of what is going on and how severe radiation would be. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, right before we were here during the break talking to Perry, she was talking about what they did at Chernobyl. And I'm going to let Perry explain that. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. It's good to be with you again.
So what they do? Well, thank you. What did they do at Chernobyl?
Well, Chernobyl is in the Ukraine, and it, many years ago it had a leak in their radiation plant, their tower. And so they dumped radiation. It took them a week or so to figure it out. They dumped bentonite clay into the reactor to snuff out and absorb the radiation. And, of course, by that time, it had already leaked, and people around the plant and in that vicinity, a lot of them died and had later got cancer and things like that. But we know clay will pull radiation, and it's just common sense. If you're exposed to radiation, you get in a clay bath right away. Start drinking it. One of the side effects of it is throwing up, getting sick at your stomach, of course, the blistering on the body, the burn, if you're that close to it. But get in a clay bath, put clay all over you. When I go to the dentist and I leave and they've x-rayed my teeth, I take clay with me. I sit in the car and I put it on the outside of my jaw and face around my teeth. Then I go home and I put some of the powder clay in between my cheek and gums. And it's just because I don't want excess radiation. If you ever have an MRI or a CAT scan, go home and take a clay bath afterwards and get that radiation out. People on chemo and radiation, after their chemo and radiation has done what it needs to do, start taking clay baths, putting clay on a liver poultice on your poultice on your liver, and help your body get rid of the die-off and the radiation. So it's
all right.
Very well
known. That makes sense. Right. And see, and I know there's a lot of people out there that have just overcome cancer, but they've had to have chemo in order to do it, as well as radiation treatment. So now here's a solution, and we sell it. It's called head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay, and it comes in a 1 pound or 4 pound size, and you keep a lot of that. In fact, I would buy, you know, 2 half gallons, which is 8 pounds, for every member in the house, and keep it. Now, this stuff, apparently, from what you were saying, Perry, has a very long shelf life, right?
Yes, it has a 50-year lifespan. So what it captures, it holds for 50 years.
Wow, 50 years.
Then,
wow.
You know, if it's a bacteria or a virus or something like that, it died from lack of whatever it needed to keep going, its source of supply. But it captures the radiation, and I'm sure after 50 years, it has numbed the radiation out, won the battle with the radiation. So that powerful, and the surface area is so large. On just a teaspoon of clay, the surface area goes to the 80-yard line of a football field. If you could put out little miniature-sized layers of, looks like little business cards with jagged edges, if you laid those side to side under a high-powered microscope, laid those little layers side by side on a football field that go to the 80-yard line in 1 teaspoon of clay. 1 gram is actually less than a teaspoon, so it says 1 gram of clay will go that far. So that's how much drawing power this stuff has. And if you could read all the testimonials I have gotten over the years, you'd be amazed at what it can do. And many of the things we can explain.
Yeah, I have some of those, as a matter of fact. What amazing just to read them. I heard the rebroadcast of Perrier on the Power Hour. I want to give a testimony about my 94-year-old diabetic father. Dad lives with us and usually has his pants on when sitting in his recliner. One day I went into his part of the house and he wasn't wearing his pants. His legs were purple up to his knees and were numb. My wonderful wife packed clay around his legs twice a day with Press and Seal for 2 weeks. His legs are now white and pink. Praise the Lord. That's from David S. I mean, yes. That's amazing to see what's going on.
It brings the circulation blood flow back. We've stopped a lot of needless amputations on diabetics because they had circulation problems and neuropathy. And if they get the clay on there, it just does wonderful. When it draws circulation, it may be kind of red at first. The skin may kind of red because it's drawing blood flow to the area. But the blood has oxygen, and oxygen is needed for cellular repair and bringing about the circulation. So it's just amazing how it works. And there are some things it does that even scientists can't explain. We had a child with a glaucomic birth defect, and by the time he was 5 years old, he was completely blind. When he reached puberty, his hormones were kicking in. He started having these terrific headaches behind his eyes. And glaucoma is a pressure disease. So he would get these headaches and have to come home from school, and they just had to knock him out on pain pills. The doctors had operated on his eyes 20 times and could not find a solution. And their only solution was to remove his eyes from his socket. This was a 15-year-old boy that was trying to live a normal life. He was in the band at school. He went to public school. He got around well, and they didn't want to do that. Well, the father heard me on the Power Hour, ordered some of the clay, and the day it came, the kid came home from school with one of these attacks, and he just threw a spoonful in a glass of water and stirred it up and had him drink it, and the pain was gone. So he kept doing that. I had him do 2 ounces a day for about 3 months, and then find his happy place. And his father emailed me a year later and said, as long as he takes 1 ounce a day, he has not had another attack like that since he started the clay.
Amazing. So it got rid of the symptoms.
Yeah. It just, there are things like that you can't explain how it does. How can an autistic child that hasn't made eye contact or spoken get in a clay bath? It relaxes them. They start making eye contact. We had one little kid that just turned into Chatty Cathy, and now they can't shut him up, and he calls the clay baths his chocolate milk baths, and he asks for them. They know that it helps them. Their little bodies adapt to it. So the power of this clay just goes on and on, helping heal wounds in half the time. You have surgery, as soon as, you know, it's the doctors will let you put the clay on there, or before, if you're ballsy enough, put it over the stitches, and it's going to heal in half the time, and it's not going to build scar tissue. It keeps it from building scar tissue. Even if you have old scar tissue, you can put it on. I'm talking about 20-year-old scar tissue. A lady had knee surgery to play in tennis. And 20 years later, she still had this big keloid tissue on her scars, and she put that on, and in a matter of days, it just smoothed it out. So.
Right. I'm getting a few notes in here, Perry, about how this clay affects you if you're taking supplements. Is that have any effect on taking supplements?
No, it does not hurt the supplements. The only thing it might bother it would be prescription meds, and we don't know what's in the meds. And if there's lead in hair of the dog that bit you in them, it's going to definitely dumb it down. So we tell people to call the pharmacy, not the doctor, because they don't know. The pharmacy can look it up. How long does it take to absorb your medicine into the bloodstream? Once it's absorbed in the bloodstream, the clay won't touch it because it doesn't go into the bloodstream. So just wait a few hours and you can take your clay anytime. You can take it with food, without food. If you're doing a cleanse, it's better to take it on an empty stomach. But, you know, you just get it in you and on you, and it finds a way to work.
Sure. Now, understand, folks, that Perry has a BS degree and background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science. And, of course, you know, this has contributed to her knowledge base for understanding the intricacy of working with clays. And so the calcium bentonite clay that we have at the Power Mall, for those of you who are stocking up on potassium iodide, you definitely want to do that. But there's other people that have had similar issues to what Perry was just talking about. Rosemarie wrote in that she had a huge pot of boiling pasta water explode when she added salt to it, like she's done 100 times before. A little bit of the time, no explosions, but the last time, the boiling hot water shot up 3 feet in the air and came down on her foot, and she usually wears clogs, but that time she had a ballet slipper type low-cut shoe on. It melted her sock onto her foot, cooked the entire top and side of it. You can't imagine the pain and the screaming she was feeling. She couldn't get to a source of cold water for several minutes until help from upstairs came. She spent about 8 weeks in an outpatient burn clinic, looking so badly the burn was that she thought she was going to lose her foot. Then they said that she needed a skin graft on the side because it was almost a third-degree burn there and wasn't healing. It was infected, and that's when she decided, with all the modern medicine, was going to cost her foot. She packed it with wet clay, and within the first 24 hours, she could see it was going to work. At the next visit to the doctor a few days later, they couldn't believe what they were seeing. It's been about a year now. There's only a faint brown flat area in some of the burned area. No keloid scarring, no pain, no loss of feeling. That's a testimonial from Rosemarie.
Yeah. A boiling water burn like that is just, the pain is terrific. And as soon as you get the clay on there, the pain goes away. Same thing with insect bites. It's a miracle at taking the pain away. It's cold to begin with, so it draws out the heat and the inflammation. If it's, the area is real swollen and hot, you may have to take it off and put it on again, keep the cold clay on there, and it takes that heat and swelling and inflammation out. And oftentimes the swelling puts pressure on nerves, and that's what's causing some of the pain. So just like I say, if it hurts, just put clay on it. Just trust yourself and put clay on it. It's not going to hurt you, but it will help you. I don't care if you mash your finger in the door or if you get boiling water on you or get a rattlesnake bite, slap the clay on there. It'll suck that venom out.
It's amazing you would bring that up, Perry, because a friend, Edith is writing in, a friend I have introduced clay to called me yesterday about her trip to Florida. She was at a large gathering at the beach and several of the kids were stung by jellyfish. Immediately, some of the moms were trying shaving cream, vinegar, you name it, they were trying it. She waited until none of that worked and then dragged out the jar of hydrated clay she'd taken on the trip, stopping the sting immediately. Now, of course, they're all fans. So now, with the radiation and everything else that's going on right now, in fact, there's another testimonial here from Dylan on a centipede bite. Now, that's pretty scary stuff, because he pulled on his pair of shorts from somewhere deep in the closet and felt a tickling sensation down in the groin, looked down and saw a baby centipede crawling out of his shorts. Before he could knock it away, it bit him right in the area where all the lymph nodes are located. And, I mean, that's like sheer fire that begins to spread through the body. And just like scorpions, the younger the centipede, the more powerful the venom. So one look, he knew he was in trouble. And so, you know, on the way to the bathroom cabinet, he could feel the white fire spreading throughout the body. Then he got the clay on it, put a nice little dab all around the two fang puncture marks, and first noticing the coolness as you described. Then, to his amazement, he began to feel the white fire retreating, immediately dissipating. Within 30 seconds, he couldn't feel it anymore. All he could feel was the cool of the clay doing its work, and within 2 minutes, he could hardly feel anything at all. Waited a few more minutes, but within 5 minutes after rinsing it off and looking down at the area, all he could see was the two puncture marks the centipede had left. No red, no swelling, most importantly, no pain. So, you know, I had always been told, for scorpion stings, the best thing to do is a hot compress. But now we've got an alternate here, and that's clay, bentonite clay.
Yes. If you go in the hill country, you definitely want to take some with you, because they have centipedes and scorpions, and they'll get in your shoes at night and in your clothes if you leave them on the floor. Kind of desert-like areas, the scorpions are... I don't know how they get in the house, but they do.
Yeah, they manage. Sometimes I've been stung a couple of times, but I always use the compress, so, you know, I know that.
Yeah. Well,
now we get to order some clay. So the Power Mall carries this stuff, by the way, folks. This is not an infomercial. We're talking about some serious stuff here, especially because of what's happening with Comrade Vladimir over there threatening to launch a nuke. We don't know what he's going to do. We know he knows where the U.S.'s financial and political centers are, and we know that fallout can be carried by the jet stream. And we know that, you know, if you don't have the clay in your house, if something like this were to happen, you know, taking potassium iodide may not be enough. I mean, we've already talked about that with North American Urban Spice, you know, Steve Harkins. And we talked to him about that, and he said, yeah, he said, you still have all these issues with blistering and the burning on the skin. And see, now here's the other half of the equation. It's called calcium bentonite clay. And we carry that in a 1 or 4 pound size here at the Power Mall. So, you need to stock up on that as well. We are. So now, because of the fact that this is a living clay, what exactly is it?
Well, living clay is one that's capable of transformation and interaction and exchange of energy and ingredients. It's a catalyst. So as a catalyst, it can work with the body, and it works with the enzymes in the body, and they co-create. And it can actually build red blood cells because it makes diastase and oxidase enzymes, which enrich the red blood cells. So it has that miracle component there of being a co-creator with the body. Now, they had some shrimp lived in caves of pools of clay water. And the biologist came along and said they can't live on clay and water alone. And they took them out. And the ones they took out died, and the ones that they left proliferated and were doing well. They determined that the shrimp had enzymes, and with the clay being a catalyst, that it could create things that shrimp were deficient in that the clay didn't even contain. So that's how it comes a co-creator. And it can give you nutrition if you need it. And, you know, it works with every situation differently. But it's always worth giving it, and clay's not going to hurt you. I have a lady that drank 24 ounces a day and saved her colon. She also got rid of a tapeworm that was in her liver. And she'd been one of 11 people in Canada that ever had that. And she started drinking this clay, and when they went back to x-ray to see where it was, they had been giving her antibiotics to coat the eggs in case they got in the bloodstream. She wouldn't go septic with these eggs. So when they came back and x-rayed it, the fluke of the tapeworm was gone. They couldn't find it, and they decided they made a mistake. Well, she had had five cysts on her liver. The longest was 7 inches. There was one 5 inches, and there were a couple of smaller ones. Those were gone. There was one about the size of your pinky fingernail that was left. That was the only one that was left. So in the time when she was in the hospital, she healed herself. She healed her colon. They wanted to remove her colon, and she saved her colon. And she is a big advocate on clay.
No doubt. Now, Bob in Missouri has a question for you, Perry. Are you ready to take some phone calls? Bob, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Perry, you know, what she's talking about there is really true. Christ talked about it. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Essene Gospels.
Yes.
Anyway, he was telling people to go out fasting for 7 days to get rid of Satan out of their body. And one of the main things he was saying, like for twisted limbs and stuff, he said, stick your feet or your hands in the clay next to the river and let it sit there for however long, and that'll pull the poisons out of there. He didn't say poisons, but that'll pull Satan, as he said, out of there. So Jesus was talking about this over 2,000 years ago, you know. And I don't know if you're are you familiar with that, Perrier?
I wasn't familiar with that part, but I know that he used clay to heal the blind man.
Yes, he did. He mixed spittle with the clay and put it on his eyes.
Yeah.
But this is, you might check out Edmund Bordeaux-Zeckley. He's the one, the translator for this. It's the Essene Gospels. In this particular one, the Essene Gospel of Peace. And Jesus specifically talks about them sticking their whatever twisted limbs and stuff in the clay and let it sit there. You know, Satan, as he said, will be pulled out of there. So it's been going on for thousands of years. But one more thing. I was wondering, Perry, if you had anybody who had Crohn's, like young people that might have Crohn's disease, or what about gum disease? What would you do for both those guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, Perry's going to answer that question for you, Bob, as soon as we come back from the break. Stay on the phone, Bob and Perry. We're going to be hooking you back into the conversation here after we take this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinu Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon. It's Wednesday, April 27, 2022. What a great hump day conversation we are having with Perry Arledge. That's right, head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. We've been getting texts in here in studio about shingles. I've got Bob in Missouri holding on the phone with a couple of questions, but I wanted to read this one testimonial. Shingles, no pain. Last month, here is Stacy B. saying, I woke up one morning and thought I had a spider bite in my waist. It was kind of bubbly like a new cold sore. I've been drinking clay for 5 years now, 6 ounces a day. Both my husband and I have not had the flu or a cold sore outbreak, which we are both prone to. I began applying wet clay to the area, and in 2 days, the rash spread. So I went to the doctor, and he said it was shingles. He wanted to know how I was dealing with the pain. I said, what pain? He gave me a very expensive prescription, 7-day course of it. Told me he would call me in a prescription for when the pain started. I told him about clay, but he just kind of rolled his eyes in the back of his head like everybody else does in modern medicine. Said to expect the shingles to get worse before better. Take 4 weeks or more for the shingles to run their course. I kept drinking the clay. I took the prescription, applying it topically at night before I went to bed and in the morning and in the afternoon. I also used a clay mask. I put it on a lot topically morning, noon, and night. I put plastic wrap on top and wore snug shorts to keep it in place. The pain never came. However, it wasn't without discomfort as the clay did its job drawing and drawing the virus out. I could feel it. The shingles immediately stopped spreading and were dried up and gone in 2 weeks to the day. All that was left was the shingles was a reddish tinge to the skin. They didn't even itch, which shingles painfully do. The virus is aggressive. I suspect if I hadn't been drinking clay, it would have been much worse. Long live clay. So we had a question about shingles, whether or not, you know, and of course they want to know too, if a customer is asking if clay will help detox from the jab. That's what we're hearing a lot of here, is whether it's going to help if people have had that shot, that gene therapy experimental use authorization drug. What will clay do with that? And then we'll get, Bob, we'll get back to your questions.
Well, to me, it's these vaccinations are just like a snake bite or a scorpion bite. And it's going to, you put it on there, if you walk out, you don't want the vaccination, you walk out of there, you have clay in your car, and you slap it on immediately. And just keep it on there day and night for a couple of days. And it should do what it does to rattlesnake venom and other things like that. Just pull it out. All right, okay. I haven't had any test to it to verify anything, but... You know, it's just kind of like Bob was telling us about the Bible. It just does what it does.
Sure. Bob in Missouri, go ahead with your questions again before we hit the break.
Right. You know, there's the Dead Sea Scrolls. I know you guys heard of that. And it was translated by Bordeaux Zekley. And he was talking about in there that Jesus was talking about that. But I was wondering, and people might want to look that up. Boy, it's a great thing on, you know, applies towards today more than ever. Anyway, what would you do for someone who had Crohn's, like an 18 or 19-year-old, and someone who has gum disease?
Okay, for gum disease, you want to put the powder clay in your mouth, put it on the popsicle stick or the back of your toothbrush, pull your cheek out, and deposit it between your cheek and gum. The saliva will hold it in place, sleep with it in at night, switch it out in the morning. After you brush your teeth, swish with clay. Take a mouthful of clay and swish it for 5 minutes, then spit it out. I do that a couple of times a day. Now, for Crohn's disease, the lady I was telling you about that saved her colon, she had Crohn's disease, leaky gut, polyps in her colon, and all sorts of things wrong with her colon. When they did the surgery, she had eventually had her spleen fell into a weak spot in the colon that she had had an obstruction. When they did the surgery, they took out 8 inches, and she had 5 doctors around her saying, how did you go from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old? And she'd been drinking 8 ounces of clay a day, and she had put a poultice over her stomach and was taking clay baths. But one doctor said, I know Crohn's disease when I see it, and you had it, and it's not there now. So I was drinking the clay, absolutely, and I would take 6 to 8 ounces 3 times a day.
Well, you take 6 to 8, well, how many of you, 6 to 8 ounces of not
liquid
actual
clay?
You mean just clay itself by itself? Mix it with water,
no,
right?
It's a pre-mixed liquid. There's a recipe, and I think the Power Hour has some how to kickstart your day with living clay. It tells you how to mix it. You can mix it in a blender, 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay, blend it
gotcha.
A little while, pour it into a quart jar, and you just pour out what you need every day. When I do it, I mix 2 batches, and I keep 2 bottles there. You want glass or food-grade plastic with a plastic lid. You don't want to leave it stored in your middle. No. Then you have
so
it.
Have,
it, won't, it will
yeah.
not spoil. I've left it there 6 months, and it's just as fresh as the day you make it.
We actually have the How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay. It is a free downloadable PDF booklet, and we're going to include that on the email blast that we're sending out after the show airs. So, Bob, you're going to be hooked up as far as directions, instructions, along with all of those of you visiting the Power Mall to order the 1 pound or 4 pound size. We're ordering 4 of those 4 pound size. As a matter of fact, I'm putting in an order for that today. And, because we want to have at least 2 per, because I can't wait to take a bath in this stuff and see how well it works. You know what I mean? So, anyway, any other questions, Bob?
No, it's just great that you're having people like Perrier on there, you know. And so many people should be listening to this, and so many whatever. The doctors got their interest. But I think we're going back to this stuff again, Dave. I think the whole system's crumbling down of, evil. I think the whole thing is going to come down very soon, and we need to get back to natural health. And
I agree.
Jesus told us to do it, okay?
That's right.
That's
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your input, Bob. We appreciate that, and we appreciate your calling in regularly, too. It's always a good thing. Lets us know you're out there listening, and lets us know that our listeners actually care about having solutions, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Well, so, Perry, as far as the we already know you can take it internally. You can use it externally. And is it true that clay responds differently to different people?
Yes, it is. It meets your body where it is. Some people take the clay and start having 3 good bowel movements a day. Other people, in the same family, I've had a husband and wife several times. One of them is doing great on it, the other one gets constipated. Just take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working and keep taking the clay. You may have to up it a little bit. I use over-the-counter magnesium tablets, and you can cut them in half if one is too much. They're over-the-counter. They don't cost much, 250 milligrams, and it works perfectly. I'm not going to give up my clay, so I just keep my janitorial services working. I'm one of those that has been constipated all my life and always will be, so I keep that clay and keep taking it.
Right. Now, a lot of us are on septic systems, especially those out in the country. How does, if I take a clay bath, how's that going to affect the septic system?
Well, if you mix it in the blender and pour it into your tub, it's going to actually clean your pipes. If you throw handfuls in, not only are you going to get your bathroom extremely dusty, but you're going to have lumps in the bottom because clay takes time to absorb and break apart. It's like a fan-like path. It's kind of like mixing water and flour, and you need a little oil in there to make a paste, a roux, and then add your milk to it to make a gravy. But it gets wet on the outside and it's still dry in the middle. So you don't want any lumps in your clay. If you're going to throw it at handfuls in there, take a wire whisk and make sure you get all those lumps mixed up. Get in and soak. You can stay as long as you want. You'll feel like you just start relaxing. If you've worked out and you've got sore muscles, you get in a clay bath, and when the time you get out, the soreness is gone. It's pulled that acetic acid that's built up in your muscles. It's pulled it out. And it's
I would imagine that it'd be good for people that have these nighttime attacks, because some of us do, because you're not taking enough calcium or magnesium, and you get cramps. I have a feeling that this clay bath would be really good for that.
Probably. I never just underestimate it. I'm not sure what causes cramps. Sometimes I get them and sometimes I don't, and I haven't figured that out yet. I take potassium pills, so I know I'm getting my potassium. But again, sure, it's one of those things that hadn't associated it. I think if I did get a leg cramp, I would put clay on the leg immediately if I could, you know, get to it. Mine always come in the middle of the night when I stretch and I'm too sleepy to do it, and I just work it out and go back to bed. I just have to get out of bed and walk in it.
No doubt. Can you still use this? Can you use distilled water with clay?
You can use anything with clay. Colloidal silver is good. A lot of people like to use that. If you use oils, you do mix it. Don't ever mix it with the powder because it'll ball up and get hard. So mix it into the mask type clay that's already creamy. A lot of people mix things with their clay. The person who taught me about clay said if I had a bucket of innoxious water from a tsunami and I had some clay and threw a handful of clay in there and stirred it up and let it settle, I wouldn't mind drinking the water off the top. And I feed my cats. I put clay in their water bowl, liquid clay in their water bowl. It keeps it from getting slimy. And I've got feral cats, and they were just skinny, and I was just feeding them, and it wasn't doing any good. And I started doing that, and now they're fat as ticks. It's got rid of their parasites.
So you put this in, you put the clay water in your cat's water bowl, and it keeps the water bowl from turning slimy. Well, you cat owners out there, and I have owned one, I'll tell you, and their water bowl does get slimy because a lot of it has to do with their spittle when they're drinking water. Because they're secreting spit into the water, and that's why it gets slimy. But this is that's a perfect solution. Plus, it keeps the cats healthy too, right?
Yes, and they like it. Sometimes they'll drink it down, you know, so they can get the clay at the bottom. But there's enough energy in the water that's on top to take care of them.
Wow, and the thing is about being healthy is, this is the thing we've been talking about at the start of the show, about the chemo, the radiation, and people who have gotten treatment for cancer to take the clay baths regularly, and it'll pull all of that junk out of your system. So those of you that have had cancer that are listening to the show, you need to get on the Power Mall and order at least the 4-pound size, because once you start taking these baths, how many do you think you need to take, Perry, to get rid of a complete run of chemo?
I would do it for, I take clay baths twice a week, two or three times a week for at least 3 weeks. This is what a doctor used to tell people that had been out of the country. He would put them on clay baths and drinking clay and do it for a month to 3 weeks.
So you definitely go through a 4-pound size
real quick.
You know,
the way you feel. When you start feeling better, you know it's working.
Sure.
And you can kind of play around and just find your happy place. You may start out with a large amount and then want to back off and cut down and find your happy place. I've taken it for so long, 1 or 2 ounces a day is great for me. Sometimes I just take one out. But it just continually cleanses me. So I'm not, whatever toxins are in my food or get, you know, I don't know that I breathe in every day if I walk outside, fumes and things. It's going to clean it out before it's absorbed into the bloodstream. So
now, didn't you have, you had a three, yeah, you, but we were talking about cats earlier. You had a three-month-old puppy that was diagnosed with Giardia, right?
Yes, that's parasites.
And you're right. So what did you do?
They gave him clay, and he expelled the worms and got over it. The vet wanted to give this long medicine.
Took him about 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Wow. 2 weeks and the parasites are gone, and that's all done naturally with clay rather than taking him to the vet and spending all that money.
Yes.
That is amazing. Now, go ahead.
I was trying to worm my cats, and I bought some pills, and I would mix it with ground meat, and they just eat around it and spit the pill out. And I think I paid $21 for a few little pills.
Oh, my.
And then I started putting the clay out there, and they start just getting fat as pigs.
Wow. So now the Ariel writes in, and she says, my husband Tom and I have been on the clay detox regime for 3 days now. We're both feeling so much better. Went to bed late last night and got up at 8, something unusual for me since I've been getting off the Zoloft. Tom had deep depression on Sunday when he started the clay. Now it's all gone. I have good energy, too. I'm ready to say, yes, this stuff really works. I cannot express how glad we are. We discovered the clay. It's truly amazing. Thanks for the help and support. And they were on Zoloft, which is an antidepressant.
Yeah. People can get off that crap.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think it is, too. Except now we have our doctor, mygotodoc.com, he has an antidepressant which he says works for helping to get rid of the spike protein production in the body, and it's called fluvoxamine, which is an antidepressant, but he only puts you on it for 14 days for those that are afraid of long COVID and stuff. So I would think that a clay BAP would be a real good supplement to taking treatment like that to get rid of long COVID as well, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Your body's been through a lot. And when you take the clay bath, it relaxes the muscles, and we believe that this relaxation helps the body let go of the toxins that it stored. When the kidney and the liver can't function and pass off these toxins through the urine, then the body stores them in the muscle tissues. And that's when people have heavy metal poisoning. So the clay will pull that out. And it's just the best preventative in the world. Drinking a little clay every day is a great preventative, plus taking the clay baths for what you've already been exposed to over the years. And our world is getting more and more polluted every day. It attacks us in our water, in our foods, in the air. So why not be sensible and just use a little clay? Clay baths are so good. Once you start taking them, you'll want to keep taking them because you feel so good afterwards. And you don't have to rinse the clay off. When you dry off, your skin feels baby soft. Clay exfoliates dead skin cells. So, you know, in the wintertime, hey, your skin gets dry and scaly. You take those clay baths, you're not going to have that problem. It exfoliates the dead skin cells. Whether you put it over a burn, it'll clean the burn, clean a wound out. I can't say, you know, God made clay, and pharmaceuticals can't reproduce it. It's got to go through the birth of that volcano to get energized with the energy and have that pulling effect. And it's got a vibration to it. When you mix this clay, and I haven't found it with other clays, when you mix the mask and hold the jar in the palm of your hand and tap it with one finger, you'll feel a vibration. I don't get it with Jell-O. I don't get it with pudding. I don't get it with other clays. But this clay has an energy, and we've had people test it with tongs, you know, the vibrational tongs. And then they tested it, and they can walk six feet away, and they're still getting that vibration. So it's an unusually strong clay.
It is. Now, the thing is there is this stuff called montmorillonite clay, and that's not the same as calcium bentonite, is it?
Well, all clays have a little montmorillonite in it, but there was a green clay in France, and the mine dried out, and it was a montmorillonite clay, and now everybody is, because that term is popular, they're saying, I have montmorillonite clay. Well, yeah, there's some in every dirt. It's got so many minerals in it, and it's got hectite and all these things that you can't say in it that are different type of minerals. All clays are a combination of minerals, but how the minerals are set up is what makes them different. So marketing people like to use that to say, well, mine's montmorillonite, and that French clay was great, so mine is great. And they kind of take liberties and stretch the truth with the public.
844-769-2944, by the way. Yeah, world of stories there, Perry. There's what? So much information here to get out. You know, and this, people have been drinking. I've got a testimonial here from Alma saying that she has been taking this and let you know that the clay has almost totally cleared my niece's acne.
Oh.
She put it in her smoothies.
Yeah. You can take it in your tea, your coffee, your smoothies. I don't find it bad at all. When you take a sip of it and hold it in your mouth, all you feel is cold. When you swallow it, it's a little bit chalky, and you can take one sip of water and that's gone. But it's just so easy to take, and you can put it in smoothies, you can put it in yogurt, baby food for your children, give them a little half a teaspoon in there, a fourth of a teaspoon if they have some colic or something going on. So you can camouflage it if you like, and we actually have recipes that people cooked with it to get it in their kids. One lady made pizza crust with it, and some made roll-ups and mixed it with the cream cheese and their little roll-ups with the cream cheese and herbs and things, and brownies with clay in it. And it actually kind of thickens things, so if you're making soup, if it's too hot and spicy, I like to put a little clay in there to kind of take the hot out. I don't like things real, real hot and spicy. So I add a little clay. It's kind of like putting a potato in it. A potato absorbs the heat stuff. So if you don't like the taste of it, it's so easy to camouflage. Put it in your smoothie, tomato juice, orange juice, whatever. It's very flexible, very versatile, and easy to take. Now, I keep a little container of it. When I make it, I get some smaller containers and put some in it that I can leave one in my car, and I have it in every room of the house, and you don't have to run and find it. Definitely keep some in my kitchen. And you want to keep it by. If you go on a camping trip, you're going to your kid's ball game, somebody's going to get scratched or hurt, you put it on them. We had a pitcher on our baseball team, and they loved the clay to put on their son's shoulder after he pitched because it would take the soreness out.
All these things you can do with all these things you can do with this clay, calcium bentonite clay. Now, folks, we have head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perrier. You can get it at the Power Mall in 1 or 4 pound sizes. They call it detox clay powder. It comes in 16 ounce and half gallon size. For those of you that have just had chemo, I encourage you to go on the Power Mall and open up an account. It's not that difficult. You can also get on the phone and you can call the Power Mall and have a chat, and we will take care of your order and get it put to bed. Right now it's 10% off, as a matter of fact, so that's more incentive for you to get your order in, and especially to keep it around just because of the fact that, you know, and I'm not saying that because Putin just opened his mouth, he's saber-rattling. Anytime a politician or ruler of a communist country says something like this, we need to be paying attention and ignore the politicians. Just do the opposite of what they do. And like Bob in Missouri said, we're going to have to get back to the basics. And since Christ, you know, made a spittle of clay and put it on a man's eyes and healed his sight, you would think that we would be paying attention to that, folks. And that's one of the reasons we had Perry on the show today. We thank you so much for joining us. We're about to the end of the of our segment here for today. Thanks so much for coming out and being on the radio with us today, Perry.
Well, I love talking about clay, and I love the Power Hour, and I love your customers. They're some of my dearest friends I've made over the years. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. You bet, Perry. I appreciate you and appreciate your coming on the show and appreciate all of you getting on the powermall.com or access us through the powerhour.com and get your orders in now. Like I said, I want to order a couple of half gallon sizes for each of us because I'm looking forward to those clay baths. And we so thank you all for joining us today on the Power Hour. We will be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, stay safe, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
About antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.